Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha call-in program. I am Hussein Muhammad, and with me in studio today is Mulana Fazreen from Sanha. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the Radio Islam listeners.
How are you this evening, Mulana?
Well, alhamdulillah, how are you, brother?
All good, just about tired. To the listeners, inshallah, if you have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. We already have some messages coming in. First question coming in, assalamu alaikum, is Parmalat mozzarella slices halal?
Parmalat cheeses are certified halal by Sana.
Perfect. After 8 mint chocolate thins.
In terms of information, this product is halal suitable.
Is margarine or butter halal?
If the inquirer can confirm whether it's butter or margarine, then we can advise them further.
Okay. Nutriday smooth yogurt.
The medium smooth flavored yogurts are halal suitable.
Assalamu alaikum. Is the new spa in Omonde halal?
This outlet is not certified by Sana, so we can't give any assurance.
Okay. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Is nachos cheese Pringle halal?
Is it a Pringles product?
I think it's a Pringle product. Chief.
Okay, with regards to Pringles product, you find some products that are imported from Malaysia. Now, those products are certified by Jekim, a reputable halal body in Malaysia. And also, you'd find now a newly launched Pringles that are made in South Africa. With regards to those products, we don't have information.
We have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can I... Is icebreakers halal?
Icebreakers. Oh, is it jaw breakers?
Okay.
What's the product's name again?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you can advise what's the exact name of the product and we can advise you further.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
More messages coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Is clover sour cream halal?
Clover sour cream is halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. Another message, a few more messages coming in. Salams, is the Pele Pele crisp and the Goslow crisps made by the company called Truda, is that halal?
Truda snacks is not certified by Sana, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on their product.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Can we consume Woolworths croissants, the ones in the packet?
With regards to Woolworths bakery products, pre-packed plain roll and plain bun is halal suitable. Besides those products, we do not have information on the remaining bakery products, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on their halal status.
Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are the Toro's gums halal?
Toro's gums are not certified halal by Sana, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on the product.
Okay, another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Are the following chocolate spreads halal? Charms, chalk spread, and Natkao.
If the inquirer can forward this query to our officers, we'll advise them further, inshallah.
Perfect. Any more messages? Let's see, if you do have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Another message coming in, Shield or Navya deodorants and roll-on, is it okay to use?
These products may be used.
And Clear lotion?
This product also may be used.
Perfect. Stryker biscuits.
Unfortunately, we don't have information on this product at the moment. If the inquirer can forward the query to our offices, we can assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is Tinkies halal?
This product contains gelatin, bovine gelatin, and this product is not certified halal by Sana, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is your question?
Denma products are halal. Yogurt. Denma yogurt products are halal.
Denma. Is it a local product or is it an imported product?
I'm not too sure.
See, because first time I'm coming across this brand, so unfortunately we don't have information. If you can forward the details to our officers, then we can assist you further, inshallah.
Inshallah. Are fireballs halal? I'm not sure of the brand, I know, or the jawbreaker ones, jawbreaker fireballs.
See, jawbreakers, we don't have information. We have contacted the manufacturer. However, we haven't received information, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
Okay. The same user is asking marshmallows. I'm not sure what brand of marshmallows, but...
See, most of these marshmallows contains gelatin. So if the product is not certified halal by Sanha, we're not in a position to verify the source of the gelatin, so we won't be able to give any assurance on its halal status.
Is Kellogg's cornflakes and all Kellogg's cereals halal?
With regards to Kellogg's products, we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
We have another caller in the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, bye?
All good, alhamdulillah. Yourself?
Alhamdulillah. I just got my query is regarding Burger King. I see it's certified allowed by Shura, but the sources are certified by Sana.
Well, with regards to Burger King is not certified halal by Sana, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
That's why I wanted to find out if sources are certified halal by Sana.
No, is none of the Burger King outlets are certified halal by Sana?
Because I noticed that the sauce has got the Sana logo on it.
Okay. With regards to this sauce, it comes from an establishment that is certified by Sana. So okay, they have put the logo on the product, but this doesn't necessarily make the outlet set halal by Sana.
Okay, it's exactly. Amen.
Salaam. Is MG pasta halal?
If it's a plain pasta, then it is halal suitable.
Okay.
If it is any processed one, we don't have information.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is Orbit chewing gum halal suitable?
Orbit chewing gums are halal suitable.
Okay. Now the message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Is Predator energy drink halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have information on Predator energy drinks, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
And the Superman energy drink?
That also we don't have information.
Not have information, okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is the McCain chili cheese nuggets and mozzarella sticks halal?
These products are halal suitable.
Another message coming in. Is Barocca halal?
Barocca is halal suitable.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Alana. Is Flings halal?
Flings is halal suitable.
Airwaves bubble gum?
Halal suitable.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Assalamu alaikum. Are Bokomo cereals halal?
With regards to Bokomo cereals, besides the ISU variant which contains gelatin, the remaining variants are halal suitable. Sorry, it's not the ISU, it's a bubble gum variant.
The bubble gum.
Besides the Bokomo bubble gum variant, the remaining cereals are halal suitable.
And just a question on my own. ING products, what's the
with regards to ING fish products, all the fish products are halal suitable. We don't have information on the meat products, beef. So only the fish products are halal suitable.
Which bubble gums are haram and which e-numbers for red coloring?
Okay, with regards to E-number, E120, which is called cochineal or carmine, it's an insect-derived ingredient or colorant. This E120 ingredient is not halal. Okay, for the second question, which chewing gums are not halal? In terms of information, Stimerol watermelon. Stimerol watermelon is not halal, and also Dentine white peppermint contains bovine gelatin from unknown origin, so these products are not halal.
Jimana, we have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. I wanted to know if a processed cheese is halal, clover and the palm, the processed
cheese. Okay. With regards to processed cheeses, clover cheeses that are made in South Africa, besides Cloverburg, is halal suitable, because Cloverburg, although it is made in South Africa, it contains poa and gelatin from unknown origin.
Yeah, and all the other
Palmolive processed cheeses are halal.
And clover?
Melrose is fine.
And clover process?
Clover process, it should be made in South Africa besides Cloverburg. Cloverburg, although it is made in South Africa, it's not approved by SANA. And first choice process is also halal.
Okay, back to our WhatsApp messages. Are Willard's products halal?
With regards to Willard's products, SANA approves only the non-meat variant. We don't approve the meat variant.
Okay. Let's continue reading through the messages. If you do have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Which eating outlets in Forest Hill Mall are halal?
Okay, with regards to this, if they can refer to our website, you will find the restaurants that are certified in Forest Hill Mall.
Perfect. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum, Alana. Which Maynard's gums are halal?
With regards to Maynard's product, kindly look for the ingredient disclosures on the packaging. If the product does not contain any gelatin, then those products are halal suitable.
Okay.
SANA don't approve any Maynard's product that contains gelatin.
Let's see what other messages we have coming through. A sea harvest crumbled fish halal?
With regards to sea harvest products, SANA approve only the plain products. We do not have information on any battered products.
Okay. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Is icebreakers made by Hershey's halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information. If the inquirer can forward pictures of the product to our email, to our officer's helpline at sanha.org.za, we may assist them further.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam. I wanted to find out if Bear's cheese is halal.
Maaf, if you can repeat the cheese's name again.
Berg, B-E-R-G.
Okay. With regards to Cloverberg, it contains bovine gelatin from non-halal slaughtered cattle, so it's not approved by SANHA.
Okay, the Gouda one.
The Berg one. Yeah,
the Berg.
Yeah.
Okay, jazakallah.
Inshallah, we'll break now for a small nasheed, and then inshallah we'll get back to the messages.
خير أيام الفتى يوم النفع والصناع الخير أبقى ما صنع ما ينال الخير بالشر ولا يفقد الزارع إلا ما زرع
خير أيام الفتى يوم النفع والصناع الخير أبقى ما صنع ما ينال الخير
Islam International. The world is our community.
Oh, welcome back to the Sanha Call-In program. If you have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Is Mentos strawberry halal?
Mentos strawberry is halal, suitable.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is the aloe vera drink halal?
If they can specify the brand, because there's a few brands out in the market, then we can address them further.
Okay. Salams, are all the flavors of Stimerol Infinity bubblegum halal?
With regards to Stimerol Infinity, besides the watermelon, the remaining flavors are halal suitable.
Okay, another message coming in. Are there any halal certified chicken licken restaurants?
There is no any Sanha halal certified chicken licken outlets.
Okay. Taurus gums.
Taurus gums. Taurus gums are not approved by Sanha because it contains gelatin, and also this product is not certified by Sanha, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay. Galaxy gums.
Galaxy gums contains bovine gelatin from unknown origin, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
Another message coming in, is Monster Energy Drink halal?
With regards to Monster Energy Drink, we have contacted the manufacturer. However, we haven't received the required disclosures, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay. Is INJ crumbed products halal?
With regards to INJ fish crumb products, these products are halal suitable.
Let's see, any more messages. Assalamu alaikum. Is Mentos spearmint halal in Hall's mint flavors?
Both these products are halal suitable.
Steady Stumpy?
It's by Parmalat, right? Yeah. This product is halal.
And Jungle Bars?
I'm not sure. If inquirer can advise whether it's manufactured by Tiger Brands, then we can address them.
Sure, it is. I think I'm quite certain it is. Yeah.
The Tiger Brands Jungle Bars are halal suitable.
Okay, let's see. Any more? Is Sea Harvest Fish Fingers halal?
These products, we do not have information. We have contacted the manufacturer. However, we haven't received the required disclosures, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
A message you came in earlier, the listener asked, is the aloe vera drink halal? He said aloe is the name of the brand.
Okay. With regards to this product, there's two flavors. It's a peach and another flavor, which contains E120 carmine, which is an insect derivative colorant. So those two flavors are not halal, but the remaining flavors are halal suitable. So it's peach and strawberry, if I'm not mistaken. But if the inquirer can phone our offices tomorrow, we can address them further.
Okay. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum. Is drink or pop halal?
If the inquirer can contact our officers tomorrow, we can address them further, inshallah.
Okay. Another message coming through. Is McDonald's ice cream halal?
McDonald's is not certified halal by Sanha, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on their products.
Our engineer just says there's another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to find out about the Taurus gummies.
See, with regards to Taurus gums, these gums contain bovine gelatin. And these products are not certified by Sanha. So we're not in a position to give any assurance.
They were supposed to find out, is it the same one?
See, it's the Taurus gums, it is the same one.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's we haven't come to a conclusion yet, so we're still not in a position.
And the Galaxy as well.
With regards to Galaxy, it contains bovine gelatin as well, so okay. We're not in a position to give any assurance.
Alright,
I mean,
our engineer brother Shuaib asking a few questions here. Is Fritzi halal?
See, it is halal, suitable.
And Nutri yogurt?
With regards to Nutri yogurts, there is few variants. Are not approved by Sanha because it contains bovine gelatin. So, I'm going to answer the caller first.
Oh, we had a caller on the line, we lost them.
Okay, with regards to these Nutri-Day yogurts, Nutriday low-fat plain yogurt and Nutriday low-fat fruit-flavored yogurt, the one with fruit pieces in, and also Nutriday ultra-mel yogurts and Danone snacks. So these products are not approved by SANHA because it contains poa and gelatin. But the remaining variants like double cream, smooth, those yogurts are halal suitable.
Perfect. Is Pascolata sticks halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the inquirer can forward details to our offices, we may assist them further.
Another message coming in is OT's bubblegum and marshmallow, those cereals, green and blue ones.
No, these ones are not approved by SANHA because it contains gelatin, but the remaining flavors are halal suitable.
So it's just the two, bubblegum and marshmallow, the others are fine.
Fine.
Okay. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I just want to find out the Denma dairies. It's a dairy in Free State. The yogurt got the SANHA logo on it.
Okay, can you spell the name again?
D-E-N-M-A-R.
D-E-N-M-A-R. Okay, first time I'm coming across this dairy manufacturer. So if you can forward a photo of the product where you find the SANHA logo and also manufacturer details to our email address, helpline@sanha.org.za, then we can raise this matter with the manufacturer and investigate it further.
Okay.
Jazakallah khair for your vigilance.
Another message coming in. Salams, are the Woolworths sour gums galore halal?
Okay, with regards to this product, just look for the ingredient disclosures. If there is no gelatin listed on the product, then this product is halal suitable.
Malana, what's the ruling on Dragon Energy drinks?
With regards to Dragon Energy drink, we have contacted the manufacturer. Unfortunately, we haven't received required disclosures from the manufacturer, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Is mutant sour jar bloke halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have information on this product. If the inquirer can forward details to our officers, we may assist them further.
Is Loka biscuits halal?
Halal suitable?
Another message coming in from our engineer. Switch energy drink?
Switch energy drinks are certified halal by SANHA. However, there is one or two variants that they came out recently. It wouldn't be our logo due to the name connotation.
Okay. Red Bull?
Red Bull original and the sugar-free variants are halal suitable. Unfortunately, we don't have information on the remaining flavors.
Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Are Cape cookies halal?
Cape cookies are certified halal by SANHA.
Okay, perfect. Coming towards the end of the program, if you do have any final questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. A few messages coming in. Salams, is the laughing cow cheese halal?
Laughing cow cheeses are halal suitable.
Okay. These licorice flavored toffees from Woolworths.
Just check for the ingredients. If there is no gelatin listed, then this product is halal suitable.
Okay. Pengo sweets?
Pengo sweets are certified halal by SANHA.
Okay. All products of Coca-Cola?
Okay, with regards to the new variants or the new flavors that has come out, we don't have information, but the original Coke flavor is halal suitable.
Salams, Lobel's biscuits, are they halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have information. If the inquirer can forward details to our officers, we may assist them further.
I think the message did come in earlier. We did read it out, but the listener asking again, is Parmalat mozzarella slices halal?
Parmalat cheeses are halal.
Perfect. Jazakallah for that. Mm-hmm. With regards to Chateau Ghetto,
okay, with regards to Chateau Ghetto, the manufacturing facility is certified halal by SANHA. However, the outlets are not certified halal by SANHA, so we can give assurance on their products, which is in the original packaging, and also look for our logo on the product.
Our engineer, Brother Shuaib, again asking for his energy drinks. Is the new Coke energy drink halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this new newly launched product.
Sorry, Brother Shaib, we'll have to wait for a while. Let's see, any more messages? Buster's Candy.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the inquirer can forward details to our officers, we may assist them further.
Okay, any last messages? Please do WhatsApp us on 0727861548 as we are coming to the close of the Sanha call-in program. Let's see a final few. Re-coffee coffees?
It is certified halal by Sanha.
Okay. Cheese snacks. I think that's a Willard's.
With regards to Willard's product, Sanha approves only the non-meat variant. Sanha don't approve the meat variant.
Okay. We'll take a last message here. Woolworths yogurt.
With regards to Woolworths yogurts, the gelatin-free variants are halal suitable. So kindly look for the ingredient list on the packaging. So if the product is free from gelatin, then it is halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. I think we've come to the end of the show. Jazakallah for joining us today, Malana.
Inshallah. And if anyone has any query, they can contact our offices on 0861-786-111 or send us an email on helpline@sanha.org.za or they can find us on social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Jazakallah khair.
Okay, from myself, Hussein, and Mulana Fazreen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.